Right, it's time for another top tip for 2010, everybody. Theo from Hertz joins me. Hello there. How are you?
Hello. Great, thanks. Very cold.
Yeah, how are you dealing with the big freeze? Are you snowed in? Are you in Manchester right now?
I am, yes. I've got a few questions need to be raised, Steve, I think, with Snow Patrol. People need to... Where are they today?
Where are they?
I think they've got a lot to answer for. I did hear rumours that they were in the middle of the road somewhere.
Where's Lightbody when we really need him, eh? So where to begin then? It's going to be an exciting year for your band, man.
It is, yeah. We've only been 1 year in the making, so I guess it's year two now.
you've signed to a big major record label, Sony. Are you rich now? Are you rich? Was there a big fat check involved? Is that rude for me to ask, Theo?
Put it this way, Steve. I get more than the £54 a week I got off the dole.
There you go. You see, you're a success already.
Yeah, so that's fine. I guess you could say that we worked for the government for 2 years and made pop music for the greater good.
For those who are not familiar yet with Hertz, where have you been? Let me just do the line, Theo. I'll do it so you don't have to. Hertz are an electro-pop boy duo of which Theo is one half. Theo sings the words.
I do, yes.
When did you discover, Theo, that you can sing? This always fascinates me about the front men and girlies of bands. When did you realise that you could do it, so to speak?
I don't know. It's a funny thing. I guess you practice singing in nightclubs, don't you? When no one else can hear you.
Yeah.
And I think it just goes from there. It's a bit of an easy way in, isn't it? Because I haven't really got time to learn an instrument because I'm too busy learning how to write songs. So I guess it's a kind of an easy way in writing songs and learning an instrument, isn't it?
But there's one thing sort of singing in the shower and singing along to a song and your mate going, you've got quite a good voice. But do you remember the first time when you went up to a microphone and actually did it for real, sort of thing?
Yeah, I guess it's funny, you do karaoke in old men's pubs for a while, don't you?
I think it's one of
these mysteries, Steve. Because I'm not saying this, but a lot of people say I sang in clubs for years, and for me, I think, where are these clubs that all these people are singing in? It's not the 70s, is it? People don't still sing in clubs, do they? So it was on X Factor someone, I'm just a club singer. I was like, where are these clubs that all these people are singing?
That's a really good point, actually.
We're not living in Boogie Nights, are we? It's like, where do all these people sing?
Yeah. It's true. So a lot of people saying that, the Ultravox thing and stuff. You see, the thing is, what I've heard of your band so far, which is only Wonderful Life, which I love, and a couple of others, I really like a lot. But then you say, I'm not that big a fan of Ultravox. Am I still in your gang?
Yeah, of course. I guess it's one of those things people like to... electronic, it's got a kind of a less optimistic mood to it. I think it's easy to pin the tail on the donkey a lot of the times.
Yeah.
But it's less kind of, we take less direct influence from bands and stuff like that. It's more the attitude of the 80s and things like that, which wasn't very retrospective. I had quite a distaste for kind of poncery, if that's the word, and guitars and stuff, and it was more about perfect songs and capturing moments, which is, I mean, that's very important in music.
Hey, listen, man, thanks very much for coming on. I know we're going to be catching up with you through the year. I think you're coming to do a session for the show pretty soon.
I think we are, yes,
which I'm looking forward to meeting you, haven't done that yet, but right now let's play some Hertz on the radio. Thanks for coming on tonight, Theo.
Thanks a lot, Steve. You're a star. Cheers.